investigator?
Of course.
Do you know what befell him?
He was attacked in the Montmartre district and crippled for life.
Quite so. By a curious coincidence, he had been inquiring into my affairs only the week before. Don't do it, Mr. Holmes. It's not a lucky thing to do.
He's an excellent antagonist, Watson. He has breeding in him. A real aristocrat of crime.
He sounds dangerous.
Oh, extremely dangerous. Cool as ice and poisonous as a cobra.
Be careful, Holmes. Oh. Be careful. A man like that says rather less than he means.
Stop here, cabby.
And where the devil are we?
We're as far from the elegant world of Baron Gruner as it's possible to be.
Yes, it looks it. Why, for goodness sake?
Because this is where the man's secrets are to be found. Down amid the black roots of crime.
Holmes, what in God's name are we doing here?
Waiting.
For what? To have our throats slit?
My God, Holmes.
Easy, Watson. Don't do anything rash.
Stop your whispering. I want your wallets and your watches.
You dare?
No, Watson.
Come on.
It's all right. It's all right. I've checked. There's no one within earshot.
Oh. Right. Sorry about that, sir. Only I can't be too careful.
What the devil?
Watson, say hello to Shinwell Johnson, my eyes and ears in this part of the world.
Your desserts, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This looks splendid.
I thought this establishment would be more to your taste than Totter's Lane.
Is that what that vile alley was called? Yes, Holmes. Distinctly more to my taste.
Thank you.
I particularly wanted you to meet Johnson. He's an interesting character. Should appeal to your avid readers.
Oh, thank you. Tell me about him.
Well, he used to be a very dangerous villain.
You amaze me.
Watson, sarcasm doesn't become you.
And I'll leave it to you. Carry on.
He served two terms at Parkhurst, then I recruited him a couple of years ago. Oh, he's been invaluable. That man has the entree of every doss house and gambling den in the city.
I take it the underworld doesn't know he works for you.
I don't know. I give his name out of the courts, and he's careful to cultivate a certain image.
Well, you can tell him from me that he's very good at it.
If I'd had my revolver with me, I might have...
Merely, Doctor, surely after all these years with me, you've learned not to judge by appearances.
Holmes, you might find this hard to understand, but there are times when logic tends to give way to emotion.
Quite right. I do find it hard to understand. How's your spotted dick?
Excellent, thank you. How's your apricot tart?
Do a touch more cinnamon.
So, you think Johnson will turn up anything we can use against Gruner?
Depend on it.
This is Kitty Winter. What she don't know, well, she'll speak for herself.
Excellent.
Won't you sit down, Miss Winter?
Miss Winter. It's been a long time since I was spoke to you that polite. Thank you, sir. I will.
Now you too, Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a nice room. You should see mine. But by Christ, Mr. Holmes, there's someone who should be down in a lower hell than me, and that's the man you're after.
So, we have your good wishes, Miss Winter.
If I can help put him where he belongs, I'm yours to the rattle. Look at me, gentlemen. Go on. I'm used to it. You wouldn't think it now, but I used to be a decent woman. Senior assistant in the shop I was, and respected well enough. Well, what I am now, Gruner made me.
How so, Miss Winter?
Yeah, I was a fool. He promised me the world, that man. And what he gave me was dirt. He said he loved... Love. I'm surprised he didn't choke when he said it. If this is my chance to pull him down, I'm not going to turn my back on it.
You know how the matter stands.
He's after some other poor fool, and you want to stop it?
Exactly.
She can't know what he's really like.
Well, she's been told all about him.
But she don't care. Any decent girl in her senses...
She's not in her senses. She's madly in love.
Yeah. Yes, he can do that. Has she been told about the murder?
Yes.
My lord, she must have a nerve.
No, she was all the...